Blog Talk Radio.
Anointing is what? Well, I'll get to that. So, to anoint means to smear. And see, the Spirit of God has smeared us with His presence, with the presence of the living God. We have been set aside. We've been called for a specific purpose. Just like we sing that song. In that army, we've got a part. But we can't all be colonels, and we can't all be generals. Somebody's got to be the militia. Somebody's got to be out in the front line. But each one, for each one, there is a part. Or to use the picture that the Bible uses, that in Corinthians, you know, like in a body, every part is important, isn't it? He said, the foot can't say to the hand, "It's I don't need you," or the eye to the ear. Every part is necessary. But ears can't do eye stuff. And fingers can't do elbow things. And yet it seems like sometimes we try to make everybody the same. But if everybody's the same, we don't have a body. We just have a parts house. They all have to come together. And when it all works together, then the work gets done. So to be anointed, to be smeared, to be called with a special calling, it is to be circumscribed, it is being set apart for a calling. And it's a calling that you can't get out of, because God has determined it, has decreed it. And like I said, anointing wasn't as nice as we do it today with just a little dab. But I mean, you got good and greased up when you got anointed. When we moved from North Dakota to Montana, the fellowship gathered around Sandy and me and prayed for us, and they did pour a bunch of oil on. It took a long time to get it washed out. But it's not supposed to get washed out. But it was a great experience. So, anointing. We are anointed. It means to be set apart and dedicated and consecrated and circumscribed. Here's your place. And the Bible says God has set in the body every part as it pleases Him. So let's look at this anoint for just a couple minutes. When Jesus was in the house of the Pharisee, and you remember the woman who came along with the expensive ointment, and she dumped the whole thing on Jesus. She knew what it was to anoint. But do you remember the disciples? And particularly Judas, who picked up the complaint. Why did we waste all of that? We could have sold it. You know, and I have half a thought that those disciples said in their mind, she could have just put a little bit on him, and you know, we wouldn't begrudge her that, but we could have certainly done something significant with the rest. But you see, if you really go all out for Jesus, you'll be considered wasting. Wasting energy, wasting ability, wasting talent that could be used for some better purpose. There is no better purpose than serving the living God. And she anointed his feet. Which makes me think then of another prophecy. It says, how beautiful on the mountain are the what? The voice. No. The feet of the one who brings the good news. In John 12 and verse 3 is another time Jesus was anointed. And the wonderful thing about that anointing, it says, when she had anointed Jesus, that the whole house reeked with the aroma of that anointing. And see, whenever we are willing to anoint Jesus with the anointing with which we've been given, it's going to affect the house and beyond the house as well. And then we read in Acts 4:27 about Jesus. It says that he was anointed by the Father with the Holy Spirit and power. So the Father in the heaven is who anointed Jesus. He anointed him with the Holy Spirit and with power. In one last verse, just for today at least, about anointing regarding Jesus, Hebrews 1:9, it says, where he was anointed with the oil of gladness above all his fellows. There was no happier person in the world than Jesus. And that happiness, that joy is what ought to characterize us today. We just sang that off the wall too, didn't we? You know, that joy, and you change the word peace to love, to life, you know, that joy, that life, that peace. Yes. So if Jesus was anointed with the oil of gladness and he dwells within me, then I must be anointed with the oil of gladness as well. So anointing. Do you understand a little bit about anointing? Is it not some special little thing for special little people? But it's a gift of God wherein he smears us with himself. Sometimes he talks about it in terms of clothing. it says, when Gideon was called by God. Here's Gideon. He's a nobody from nowhere. And yet, one day, the Lord sent the angel and said, you valiant man. I'm convinced that Gideon looked around and said, who are you talking to? Probably what I would do. Because valiant men don't feel valiant. It's people who aren't who think, oh man, I'm somebody. And he confessed, I'm nobody from nowhere. My family is the smallest of all the families. We come from a little know-nothing clan. But it says, and the Spirit of God clothed himself in Gideon. And he went into battle that way. See, that's the way it was with Jesus. God was in Christ reconciling. And if there's anything good that comes out of me or you for the glory of God, it's because God is at work within us accomplishing his purpose. So anointing, it's not something to go looking for. God said, you got it. Utilize it. Walk in the reality of that anointing. Okay, so that's sort of a introduction to all of it. Took forever to do the introduction here, but so let's look at the first aspect then. It says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he's anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. All right, let's just zero in on that little phrase. Now, just for you to know, you notice as I printed this out, besides the fact that liberty does not have a V in it, that phrase, he has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, is not in most of your Bibles. It's in King James, it's in American Standard, and it's in Geneva, but the newer translations do not have that little phrase, to heal the brokenhearted. We'll talk about that, because that's next week. But just, if you start looking and say, he threw another phrase in here that doesn't belong, it belongs. Okay, so let's look at that. Jesus was anointed, it says, to preach good news to the poor. To preach good news to the poor. This phrase, preach good news, is really the word that we have translated evangelize. Evangelize is to proclaim the gospel, is to declare, to reveal, to show, to make the word of God real and plain to us. See, God's not interested in us knowing a lot of theories, but bringing the theories through the word of God so that the word of God begins to be walked out, lived out in our daily lives. The word of God is designed to make changes. I think that's one of your favorite songs, ancient words. Make changes. That's what the word of God is designed to do, is to make changes in us. And when we yield to that word, it does make changes. And Jesus spoke the word of God with the intention of bringing souls out of darkness into the light.